days between master and disciple from Rumi's Masnavi, Noah and Canaan will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, all accents are Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Célèbre pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France a mis en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. En tant que nation, la France a offert au monde de grandes contributions culturelles, scientifiques et humanitaires. Plusieurs éminents individus d'origine française ont incarné l'esprit de solidarité mondiale à travers des organisations notables telles que Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Durant sa tournée de conférences mondiales en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a accepté l'invitation de chercheurs de vérité sincère à visiter cette ancienne terre de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse. Nous vous invitons donc à présent à suivre la discussion entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « Extrait du Masnavi de Rumi, Noé et Canaan, le 1er janvier 2008 ».
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We always offer things to God before we eat. Oh, this is a guy. You know, all the good things that we have, you know, the forbidden stuff we offer to God first, you know. Some of you offer hoping that your teeth will not have problem eating too many chocolates. Always offer God, you know. Always offer to Him, no? No wonder, eh? Yeah, okay. But He didn't have to eat it. I mean, we can offer, but He didn't have to. So the guy has no discipline, eh? Okay, now. Oh, I'm sorry, we just have a little fun. Can you take a joke? Okay. And Noah replied to God, saying that, I'm rid of everything but your essence. You know how I am with you. As the garden is with the rain. And 20 times that, you know, the garden needs the rain. Yeah, that's what he means. Well, this is a story in Arab world, right? So, you know what rains means to them, huh? And the garden, all that. So it must be really, really, truly, truly necessary. God, nah? God is truly necessary for him. And here, we would say what? The sun, right? We would say, I am with you like the sun. With the garden, yeah? Because here we don't have sun, right? We have too much rain sometimes. So it's a different thing, okay? Don't say why. God is only likened unto the rain to Noah, yeah? Because there's a desert world over there, right? Yeah, but at that time it rains a lot. Still, he cannot forget about the time that, you know, there's no rain. That was a different time, yeah? The whole world was flooded anyway, yeah? Only that one time, eh? So, 20 times that, you know, the rain. I mean, God is more important to him 20 times more than the rain for the garden. That's what he means, yeah. Now, living in you, rejoicing in you, like a beggar receiving all he needs directly from wealth itself. With no one's hand in between, not united, not separated. Perfection, no quality, no description, no cause. I mean, he and God completely one. Huh? One and not one. They don't feel separation, they don't feel united. This is a kind of samadhi feeling, yeah? Yeah? You know, right? Okay. before the flood and after it. Every word I say is of you, in you, from you, as a woman speaks night and day with the ruins of her beloved, where now she lives in perpetual conversation. That's too philosophical, you know. But this is an old writing, you know, and I translated direct, so it's, you know, like that, no? I mean, as a woman who has been separated from her beloved and now suddenly together, you know, again and talking, yeah. A lover seems to be facing a wreckage, but I hear the song of praise coming back from the ruins, an echo of your name, I mean God's name. I love your name. I love it double. That's why the prophets love the mountains, because of the echoes. Little low hills won't do. They don't send your name back to me when I say it. You know, I mean, only big mountain echo God's name. Wow, he's so romantic, this guy. To talk about God, huh? And say God, Noah, Noah, I will raise Canaan and all these others from the dead if you wish. I don't want you to grieve. Oh, now God feel, you know, he prays him so much, so he relents, I guess. So, what do you think Noah say? Did you read the Bible? Mm-mm. Okay, guess.
No.
No, no. Drown me as well, he said. Drown me too. I mean, Noah, drown me too. Keep drowning me every moment. Your will is my joy. You make happiness. I am grateful. I carry it with me as my soul. I only see you. I'm in love with whatever your creating does. You make happiness, I'm grateful. You make disaster, and I'm patient. Anyone who loves your making is full of glory. Anyone who loves what you have made is not a true believer. Do you understand the last sentence? Anyone who loves your making is full of glory. Anyone who loves what you have made is not a true believer. That's so plain like your nose. He means whatever he's making, continue making, it's okay. But like whatever he made already, like you love the creation of God, you know, the creator. Okay, you cling to the house, to the husband, to the wife, to sons and daughter. You know, it's already made things. It's not true believer, it's an attachment. You kapis? Mm-hmm. Well, he means is that whatever happened, whatever God sent them any moment is okay. Yeah? So, even if he make disaster, like drown his son or something like that, that is a new making, you see? And anything that made already, like, you know, the earth, the possession, the house, the relative, the friend, this already made. And if you love and attach to them, you're not really loving God. You see? So, if God, whatever God does, any moment, you love it, and that's okay. That means the making. Do you understand now?
Yes.
Okay. Man, maybe you need some translation from that bubble guy over there. You got it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's beautiful, Master.
Beautiful, huh?
I love that, the way Noah's devotion to God is so beautiful.
Yeah, I know. That's why God tell him to make the ark and drown everybody else.
The way Noah talk to God is really touching. Really.
Very, very, yeah? Yeah, anyway, that's what it means, eh? We can also laugh at death, that's no big deal anymore, yeah? After we know God, no? Wherever we go, it's the same. Take this body or another body, okay? While we are there having this body, we enjoy the cakes and the chocolate. Or we have another body, we enjoy something else. Okay? No big deal. All right. It's not really a joke, but sometimes we laugh at our stuff, you know? We laugh at God, we laugh at us, it doesn't matter. Okay, cool, guys? Want a couple of jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see if the Jewish can laugh here. Somebody give me a Jewish joke book. Wow, this is a very long joke.
Master.
Hmm.
Rather fitting you read that story because you're wearing a little, like a little ark.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, oh, it's true.
Yeah.
This is called To the Other Shore, eh? Yeah. Oh, it's funny, I forgot all about it. Okay, just to match this, you know, the design. Oh, it's true, eh? So what? What does that mean? Okay, just matching, huh? It's cool. Oh, man. Okay, this is a little joke here. I guess this is a short joke. Oh, this one. Oh my God, the Jews make a long joke. Okay, some shorter joke here. Okay. Two men were deep in conversation, discussing the intricacies of modern travel. Okay, the first man said, "Let me understand you correctly. It takes a horse and a carriage only 4 hours to go from here to Pinsk." Another name.
Poland.
Is that right? So, say his friend said, "Exactly. Exactly. But if you had a carriage with 2 horses, then it would take you only 2 hours." No. Maybe? No. It's the same. No, it doesn't. Because 2 horses can only go as one anyway, right?
Yeah.
I see, the first man replied. "And I suppose then that if you had a carriage with 4 horses, you get there in no time at all." In 0 minute. Is that right?
Sorry.
He asked the second guy. And the second guy said, "Precisely, precisely. But in that case, why bother to go to Pinsk in the first place? Better to just harness up your horses and stay right here." Well, Jewish people are very smart. This is all a joke, okay? Oh, another joke. Okay. "But he had no money for her dowry. So the congregation voted to advance him 200 zlotys."
Yeah.
Okay, maybe euro, okay? Zlotys. $200, whatever, okay? So which would be deducted from his salary over the next 5 years. Wow, that's a lot of money. Because Cantor was a proud man, he insisted on appearing before the board of directors, where he made the following statement: "My friends, I want you to know that I am accepting your kind offer on 2 conditions. If I should live another 5 years, that is your good fortune. But if I should die before this debt is paid, well, that is simply my good luck." Oh my God. All right. Jokester? In that certain city, yeah? Once thought up a riddle that nobody could answer. Is it? "What is purple, hangs on the wall, and whistle?" Anybody know? Purple in color, hangs on the wall, and whistles. So when everybody in that city gave up, he announced the answer: "A herring."
Herring.
A herring? A fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the same. Don't look at me. Me no idea. People said, "A herring? A herring is not purple." So the jokester say, "No, this herring was painted purple." Oh, gosh. All right. But hanging on a wall? Who ever heard of a herring that hung on a wall? Yeah. So the jokester say, but this herring was hanging on the wall. So. And then somebody shouted, "But the herring doesn't whistle." So this guy said, "No, so it doesn't whistle." Why are you laughing? Huh?
It's too funny.
Huh? It's not funny, huh?
Yes, it is.
It is funny? Then go ahead and laugh, man. Why you have to tell me that is funny? It is very funny. Then laugh again. I don't think it's so funny. Why is it so funny?
It's too funny.
It's too funny. Yeah? Maybe I don't... What's funny about it?
She's also tall.
It's just great.
Because of this man, this joke that is telling it. He's a special number in the first place.
A man in a certain town, in a certain country, okay? On a business trip, was walking down the street when he was stopped by Joseph, the chimney sweeper. Joseph cried, "Salmon, what has become of you? It's so long since I have seen you. Just look at yourself." So the stranger said, "But wait." Probably he changed the name, right? "Never mind that," said Yusuf. "You can't get over how much you have changed. You used to be such a big man, built like an ox, and now you're smaller than I am. Have you been sick?" Oh, this similar joke we have already. And the stranger said, "But no, I said, "Never mind that." "And what has become of your hair? You used to have a fine head of black hair, and now you're completely bald." This is another word. And the man say, "I'm not Salmon." Same joke, huh? "And you even change your name." The guy said. Lovely, huh? Wow, this is just, I don't know if it's good or not, but it's a long joke, so we look for a short joke, okay? There's one guy. Rich destination, he went into a small cafe for lunch. The waitress came to take his order, and he asked her two onion rolls. As soon as she brought them, he said, "I changed my mind. I'd rather have two bagels, if is that all right with you?" "So very good, sir. They are even the same price. No problem." So the waitress took away the onion rolls and returned with two bagels. And he quickly consumed. As he rose to leave the cafe, the waitress stopped him, saying, "Wait, sir, you haven't paid for the bagels." So the guy replied, "What do you mean? Didn't I give you two onion rolls for the bagels?" "That's right, sir, but you didn't pay for the onion rolls either." So the guy said, "Well, of course not. Why should I pay for the onion rolls if I didn't eat them?" My God, some customer. Good that you don't work in the restaurant, you know. Did you hear the news on the Supreme Master TV? There was a waitress who got $50,000 and a car after the guy died. He left her some money because she has been serving him lovingly, you know, attentively for many years before he died. Okay, anyway, whatever job you do, you just devote yourself to it and you'll be fine. In Vietnam we say that. Stick to one job, you know, be a refined worker and then you'll be fine. Okay, this is not too bad here. The man went to an inn on the outskirts of town. It was a pretentious establishment. And when the main course was brought to him, he was dismayed to see such a small portion of meat. He immediately broke into loud sobbing. At once, the innkeeper ran over to his table and asked him, "Is anything wrong, sir?" So he cried, "Oh, to think that for this little morsel of meat, a great big ox had to be slaughtered." It's not funny. I agree. Yeah, what he means is he wants to criticize that meat is too small. But it's, in truth, it's like that too, you know. Just for a little meat you eat, you know, a big guy had to die, you know. Mercilessly, yeah. Suffering all that before he died. It's not just about the dying, huh? The cruel treatment and transportation and all kind of stress that they cause him before he died, huh? I don't know how anybody eats it. Okay. Well, most people don't know. You see what I mean? The meat just end up on their table, you know, like a piece of cake. They don't ever know where it comes from and how, yeah? If many people know how it comes from, I don't think they want to eat them, yeah? Most people will not want to eat any animal meat if they know how. If they had to kill the animals themselves, I think most people will not eat.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk, rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes, 347 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Okay, there's another story. The fast of Tisha B'Av, the rabbi sent for a certain Jewish believer. Huh? My disciples have told me that you were seen eating yesterday, the day of the fast. Is it true that you have committed to such a grave sin? So that Jewish guy say, let me explain what happened. As I was leaving the synagogue after morning prayers, I walked along the river where the poor women do their laundry. And one of the women remarked that everybody in town was fasting today. And then her friends asked her, is that true? So the woman said, well, I wish that I had 100 rubles for every Jew who will eat today. Hmm? What does that mean? I wish that I had 100 rubles for every Jew who will eat today. And to make sure that this poor woman would have at least 100 rubles, I decided that I should break the fast. Nah. Not funny. You see, that's the problem with spontaneities. Most of the joke you heard from me, that well, you bring the house down because I screen them first, you know? And I check them, which joke I should tell, which joke not, yeah? Today, just like New Year holiday, so we like play lotto, you know? Oh, man. Okay. That's a lot. Poof, lot of joke. Okay. So we look at other better jokes somewhere. Not Rumi again. Okay, this one. Eh? The same one. Okay, good. Okay. This joke we didn't have. A man, I don't know if it's funny, okay? In case if it's not, you don't have to laugh, okay? It's free. A man joins a big corporate empire as a trainee. On his very first day at work, he dials an extension and shouts into the phone, get me a coffee quickly! So the voice booms from the other end of the line, you fool! You have dialed the wrong extension. Do you know who you're talking to? No, the trainee replied, from the CEO of the company. I am the CEO. The trainee booms back with the same amount of authority. And do you know who you are talking to? No, the CEO replied. Good. And he hang up the phone. We heard a similar joke before. Thanks. Thank you for being generous. I don't like long joke. I'm just checking. Shorter joke. Okay. An engineer, a manager, and a programmer are driving down a steep mountain road when the brakes fail and the car careens down the road out of control. Halfway down, the driver managed to stop the car by running it against the embankment, narrowly avoiding careening off the cliff. They all got out, shaken by their narrow escape from death, but otherwise unharmed. So the manager says, to fix this problem, we need to organize a committee, have meetings, and through a process of continuous improvement, develop a solution. The break, to fix the break. Oh my God. Truly, are they like that? The engineer says, No, no, no. That would take too long. Besides, that method never worked before. I have my trusty pen knife here, and will take apart the brake system, isolate the problem, and correct it. The programmer says, I think you both wrong. Wrong. We should all push the car back up the hill and see if it happens again. Okay, not too funny, huh, guys? We used to have better joke, huh? Forget it. Maybe next time. Maybe you guys meditate, okay? What did they say to you before you came here? Before you were fool enough to go on the airplane or the car to drive here, what did they say to you? Why did you came here?
Party.
Party, huh?
Yeah. Celebration.
New Year celebration. Okay. So how long does this New Year last?
1 year.
I mean, New Year celebration. Don't be too clever. How long does this New Year celebration last? Did they tell you?
6 months.
No?
No,
they didn't say? Okay. Did you have a New Year celebration yet?
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay, that's it. Okay, meditate, guys. Yeah? Oh, maybe I sit with you for a while or not?
Yeah.
Okay, turn off the lights.
Téléspectateurs bienveillants, nous vous remercions pour votre présence lors de l'épisode d'aujourd'hui d'Entre Maître et Disciple. Restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Television pour le monde des animaux non cohabitants, à suivre juste après les nouvelles d'exception. Puissent les harmonies célestes apporter grâce et élévation à votre vie. Gracious viewers, our thankfulness for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciple. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May celestial harmonies bring grace and upliftment to your life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.